been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck.
We get into all of those arguments, you know. It just doesn't make any sense.
Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Those of you who heard our afternoon program with Paul Williams, and if you didn't hear it, it's available on our website, archived at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You want to hear it. Paul Williams is talking about the Islamic terrorist training camps. Here in America, there's a couple of dozen of them. They're financed by the CIA, where they take the black Muslims out of our prisons and train them in automatic weapons and violence and revolution. Now, nothing's happening. They're just there, but dozens of them across America, and you've never heard of them. Paul Williams has been there. He's written about them. And then, of course, we have our troops, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops and police. We're financing over there in Afghan to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are. You can check it out. Go to on the Internet and type in Google Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why do we have all those 650,000 people over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda, 600,000? Well, somewhere in that neighborhood, about 500,000, I guess it is. And then, of course, as you know, Israel recently released 1,027 convicted terrorists. To get back one soldier, 400 of the 1,027 convicted terrorists were murderers or multiple murderers. Why would you release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? Well, nothing as it appears to be. There is something else going on. And of course, what's really going on is the prophecies and the fulfillment of the prophecies made thousands of years ago. And until you understand there is another force, another direction, another dimension out there, nothing going on makes sense. And that's why we have with us this evening Pastor Billy Crone, who's going to be talking about prophecy, the fulfillment of prophecy, which is what you're really seeing today. And if nothing makes sense, that's because it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that, of course, all of these things were planned and decreed thousands of years ago. Pastor Billy Crone, thanks very much for being with us, and you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's always a joy to be on. And boy, it sounds like we're heading for wars and rumors of wars, and it's almost like the Bible talks about that, and of course it does. And you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith, and it's such a privilege to help people understand what really is going on. It's not that we have some secret self-imposed information. The information of what's really going on in our days has been in the Bible and has been sitting there for some passages 2,000 years, some 2,500 years. Been right there for us, telling us what's going to happen specifically in the last days. And it won't make sense. And a lot of this stuff doesn't make sense, but when you figure out that God is the one that told you this is what's going to happen, why are these people doing these nefarious deeds that you open the programs with? Well, because the Bible says that there's going to come a day when the whole planet is going to be come under a one-world government. Well, how are you going to get the sovereignty of nations to that? Well, you got to create a crisis, because if you create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. And little by little, step by step, once you understand the big game plan that only comes by looking into the Bible and the Scripture, then it begins to make sense. Well, that's why they're doing it. And so the stuff that seems to be nonsense starts to make sense. And that's what we do, and we try to provide as much information as we can scripturally, but we back it up with current events. So you can see that the Bible is not some myth, it's not some antiquated book that has nothing to do with today. It's completely relevant, and it will provide the means and the direction and the answers you're looking for as to why our world is so messed up and it's getting worse.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is going to get worse. The America that you and I have known, the wonderful utopian America, is gone and it's not coming
gold
back.
Gold and
yet.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
But Jesus says, here, you better look up in the sky. There's going to be some great signs from the heaven or the atmosphere. And so that's the question. You know, the skeptic, the scoffer would say, well, so what? What did you do? I don't see any big deal going on, signs in the sky or the atmosphere.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly one of the disciples came to Jesus and said, you know, when will we know that you're going to be returning? And Christ told him there will be wars and rumors of wars. There are going to be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and all of these things happening. And he talked about very, very shocking times. They would certainly earmarked the time when our Lord was going to return. Now people say, well, but there's always been wars, there's always been rumors of wars, there's always been earthquakes, but of course Jesus talked about signs from the heavens. But I will tell you, there's never been a famine, so a worldwide famine as we're facing. There's never been the cataclysmic earthquakes that we're seeing now, and they're increasing in frequency and ferocity. And of course then there is the question of, what are these signs from the heavens? Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, I think one of the most obvious ones, if people are paying attention, and I think that's just it. This stuff is being reported on the news before our very eyes, folks, repeatedly. You don't really have to go digging that far. It's just it just goes in one ear and out the other because you don't put it together with the biblical significance. And one of the biggest signs that's happening right now, folks, is with solar activity. And we talk about it, it's like, okay, wow, so the weird stuff going on with the sun. So what? Okay, pass the chips. Is the game on yet? And that's how we've been cultured. We don't understand that what we just saw on the news and this big report. report that they brought in this expert scientist to tell us something weird going on with the sun. We just, we don't get it. Well, folks, you need to get it because the Bible says that's exactly what's going to happen in the last day. Now, listen to this. Revelation chapter 16 tells us that something unfortunate is going to happen to the sun, and you don't want to be there when it does. Revelation 16 says this, "Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, 'Go pour out the seven bowls of God's wrath on the earth.' The fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and the sun was given power to scorch people with fire. They were seared by the intense heat, and they cursed the name of God who had control over these plagues. But they refused to repent and glorify him." Now, this is, of course, during the seven-year tribulation. And it's towards the last part, if you look at the chronology of it. And it tells us that the sun is going to get turned up so high as an act of judgment from God that people are going to get seared all across the planet, and they're unfortunately going to curse the name of God. And so, again, that's the question. Well, that's happening during the seven-year tribulation towards the back half of it, okay? So do we see any sign in the sky, you know, in the heavens, like Jesus said, that the sun is getting hotter or turned up, so to speak? Yes, it is. And this is what I'm talking about. It's being reported on the news, but we don't put two and two together because we don't understand the biblical significance of it. Folks, right now, if you've been paying attention on the news, they're running programs about it. There's massive, huge, mega solar flares, massive, huge sunspots. In fact, they recently reported a solar tornado, listen to this, on the sun's surface that was 125,000 miles high. Now, to give you an idea how big of a solar tornado that is, that's about half the distance between the Earth and the Moon. And that's a solar tornado going off on the sun. And there's all kinds of solar storms that are going off that experts are saying, and this is a quote, is getting ready to hit the Earth with a force of 100 million hydrogen bombs, okay? The experts, folks, right now are clearly saying it is not looking good and something weird's going on with the sun and it's going to mess up the planet. In fact, we share with you, we don't just quote these reports to you, you get to see the actual interviews on the news of these people, these experts, these scientists who are saying this, okay? We're not making it up. You'll see it with your own eyes, okay? And one of the reports, they bring on this expert, and the guy poses a question to him. He says, should we be worried about the increase in solar activity that we see? And he says, well, we had a wake-up call just 2 weeks ago, a giant aurora, the northern lights as far as Michigan and Wisconsin, and that's just a warm-up, he said. It's a warm-up for 2012 and 2013 when we have the sunspot cycle. He said, every 11 years, the North Pole and the South Pole flip, releasing a burst of radiation, but every 100 years or so, a monster tsunami from the sun emerges, which could literally cause trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars in property damage. It could, quote, paralyze the economy of the planet, okay, not just America, but the whole planet. And then so the guy comes back to him, he says, well, but not from a physical perspective, you know, remember, because the text says people are going to get fried. And he says, oh, yeah, yeah, physical perspective, yeah. He says, in 1859, and this is the actual news report. You can see it on the videos, folks, with your own eyes. We're not making this up. In 1859, he says, we had a gigantic solar storm, which knocked out telegraph wires back then, 150 years ago. He said, if that were to happen today, it would knock out almost all our satellites, knock out power stations. There would be food riots around the country because refrigeration would stop. Airplanes would probably crash because they have no radar. It would paralyze the planet Earth. Okay, direct quote from the scientist. Folks.
Let me just point out, what you're really discussing is an electromagnetic pulse. Now, you can set one of these off with a nuclear bomb, certainly up a couple of hundred miles, or you can get this from the sun. And if we ever have another a flare like they had in the 1850s, it would simply knock out electricity all across America. It would knock out our generators. It would knock out our transformers. And the difficulty is, they have no backup for them at all. And for some strange reason, we don't even manufacture these items today. They're all coming from China, or almost all coming from China. A flare like Pastor Billy is discussing today would actually wipe out electricity, and we would go back to the way we were in the 19th century before we had electric lights. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, think of what that would do, and of course, that we know that, you know, whether man wants to do it with one of his bombs, we do know that that could happen, and then God's going to back it up regardless, because this event is going to happen. This is not a warning like you better stop it, or but if you, and I'll change my mind. This is going to happen. This is going to happen during the seven-year tribulation. And what's interesting, as you were saying that, Dr. Monteith, I'm glad you interjected there. There's a, gosh, I forget the name of it. It just came out, some series or something on, once again, Hollywood, I believe, is preparing us for an eventual reality, because I think that's part of their role, is there's this show on, and that's just what it is.
It's called Revolution, and
there
it basically goes with the fact that suddenly the lights go out all over the world. And it's only been going a couple of weeks, and you have to ask yourself, why at this time in history are they suddenly putting this on NBC on every Monday evening? Fascinating, very good program, very gripping. But what is the secret message here? Is there a secret message? Is it just coincidence? Or is it they're preparing us for what lies ahead? Go right ahead, Pastor Belly.
Well, I think they are. And you look at Hollywood, I mean, that's a whole other issue. Again, I really think that they're a great education tool to slowly but surely emotionally prepare us for what they're trying to prepare us for. And, of course, I think one of the big obvious ones is certainly when you look at the issue of the one world government that the Bible says is coming down the pike and these people are working towards, because what comes with that one world government is a big brother society, and where we are going to be tracked and tagged and monitored every aspect of what we do. And you look at many of the Hollywood movies out there, that's exactly what they're preparing us for. We're getting used to these, you know, ooh, that was cool, Tom Cruise, you know, the Minority Report and all that stuff. Now he's being tracked, and he goes into the department store, and they do a retina scan, and they start advertising these selective programs to him. Folks, we have that technology right now, and they're trying to put all that stuff into place, and a lot of it already is in place. Okay, they're preparing us for the future. But, again, that program, the Revolution thing, I haven't seen myself, but just the premise of it, hey, folks, if you want to get a little sneak peek, at least Hollywood style, for what is going to be coming to this planet, maybe that's a good thing you could check out, okay? But it's really going to happen, folks. The planet Earth is going to be completely paralyzed by this one event. And again, this is just one event in the seven-year tribulation, okay, of one little day. Jesus said of that event, of the seven-year tribulation, he said it's going to be the worst time in mankind's history, okay? And that it's so bad that unless God shortened that time frame, nobody would survive. And you're thinking, if you realize that this isn't the first time that God judged the planet, he did it before with the flood of Noah. And you're thinking, wow, that's a pretty serious time there. I mean, only eight people escaped that one. Why would Jesus say that the seven-year tribulation is the worst time in mankind's history? You'd think that the flood of Noah was. No. You need to understand, the flood of Noah happened very rapidly, very quickly, and it was over, okay? And but the seven-year tribulation is for 7 years. Okay, and it goes on and on and on, not just one day, not just 2 days, not just for a week, not just for 1 year, but 2 years and three. For 7 years nonstop, all these things begin to happen. This judgment from the sun, the rise of the solar activity, so it gets cranked up that it literally begins to fry people on the planet. It's just one thing. There's going to be a global war. There's going to be a global famine. One-fourth of mankind is going to be killed by the sword, by famine, by plague, by wild beasts. There's going to be a massive persecution. There's going to be an earthquake. I'll get that in just a little bit. That's so huge. It just literally every mountain and island is removed from its place. And then you move into, that's the field judgments. Then you move into the trumpet judgments. One-third of the earth and all the trees and all the green grass is burned up. One-third of the sea dies because of an asteroid. I'll get to that in a second. One-third of the rivers and the fresh water becomes bitter because of a comet that smashes by the earth or goes by the earth. One-third of the sun, the moon, the stars are struck. This one's horrible. Satan releases a demonic horde of locusts, and people are tortured for 5 months. That is awesome. Very graphic passage. Four angels are loose from the river Euphrates that are prepared for that day, month, and hour. Another one-third of mankind is killed. And it just goes on and on and on. It's just horrible, folks. And this is my point. That is just one little piece of one little day of one judgment that Jesus says, look out for. When you start seeing these signs in the heavens, these great fearful events, you better wake up. Because you think it's bad now, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that's just one little piece of the 7 years. The second thing that we see from the heavens as a sign, I truly believe that Jesus is letting us know that it's getting close. He's coming back, folks. Okay, is the rise of not just solar activity, but an asteroid impact. And once again, Hollywood is getting in the act. They're preparing us for this, folks. They've made all kinds of, you know, mega blockbuster movies about an asteroid. But they always have the humanistic view that, you know, in the last moment, mankind saves the day. But, folks, you need to read the Bible. One of these babies is going to get through, and it's going to be a huge one, and it is going to utterly decimate the planet.
And hold that thought for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Major events are going to happen, and a lot of them are not making sense unless you understand that there is a spiritual...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
We see the people literally driving their cars trying to outrun this thing, and they're not making it. Okay, and it's just horrific. And this is what the text says, okay, is going to happen. Now, remember...
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We're going to bring all of our stations back on board right now. Well, Dr. Stan and Pastor Billy is talking about this asteroid, we're told from the scriptures, is going to hit the ocean. And it's going to create, of course, when that hits, there'll be massive, certainly tidal waves. And Pastor Billy, if you have not seen his DVDs that go along with his sermons, They are really excellent, and he has all sorts of wonderful footage. As I watch them, I wonder how we ever got a lot of this footage, but basically, of course, when he's talking about this, he shows you what happened at Fukushima in Japan. These massive tidal waves, people trying to outrun them, trying to get in their cars and outdistance them, and you can't do it. And, of course, this the massive destruction that occurred in Fukushima, which is simply minimal compared with what's going to happen when this gigantic asteroid crashes into the ocean. This is prophesied, and so are so many things that are coming to pass today. Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, and the level of wave, Dr. Monteith, that's going to be created by the asteroid, according to the scripture, according to the Bible, smash into the ocean, the height of that wave is just literally unbelievable. And again, if you think that the one with the one in Japan's tsunami that was bad, and it was, folks, I'm telling you, that's a birth pain compared to what's coming. That literally was a tiny little baby little one compared to the huge one. Can you imagine if an asteroid as big as it's talking about here in the book of Revelation, smashing the sea, the size of that thing, the wave, I mean, we're talking hundreds of feet high. This thing is going to be huge. There is no escaping this. You're going to say, well, I'm going to run the hills. It's going to go overtake the hills. It's just going to be massive. Okay, and again, what's the context? That's just one little judgment of one little day, of one little piece, of a multitude of judgments over 7 years. It's going to be horrific. You don't want to be there. But another sign to indicate that we're living in the last days is the Bible talks about an increase of not just the rise of solar activity, which we're seeing today. It's all over the news. If you know understand the biblical context, you can recognize, oh my goodness, this is happening. Also the rise of an asteroid impact. The Bible is very clear about it. One is going to make it through. It's going to devastate the planet. But the Bible also talks about the increase of volcanic activity. The planet is literally going to crack up. And when it cracks up, folks, it's going to trigger not just one, not just two, but it's going to trigger an unbelievable amount simultaneously, an amount of volcanic activity. And this is what we see in Revelation chapter 6. This is towards the beginning of the seven-year tribulation. Okay? And here's what it says. It says, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And what happened after the earthquake? Well, he says, the sun turned black, like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. The stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs dropped from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Now, that's not even the biggest earthquake. The biggest earthquake that God's going to send as a judgment is at the end of the seven-year tribulation. But this one's pretty bad. It says clearly here, folks, that an earthquake's going to happen. And it's going to be so big, it's going to hit on a global scale, that this earthquake is going to cause every mountain and island on the planet to be removed from its place. That's huge. Not a portion of California, not this section over there in Japan outside Tokyo. The whole planet, every mountain and island is going to be removed from its place. It's massive, okay? Now, notice the side effect that it mentions there. It said that the sun is going to turn black like sackcloth, and the moon is going to turn blood red, okay? You say, well, gee, that's figurative language. No. Most experts believe, folks, this passage is clearly, and I truly believe too, is to be taken completely literally, because for the first time in mankind's history, thanks to this science of seismology, we now know this fits the perfect description of an after effect of an earthquake called a volcanic eruption. Oftentimes, after an earthquake, it triggers volcanic eruption, okay? And we know this is common sense because when a volcano erupts, what's it do? Of course, we all know this. It spews forth massive tons of volcanic ash into the air, and guess what it does? It darkens the sunlight, almost like, gee, something's covering it, like maybe sackcloth. And at night, the moon will take on a different color, oftentimes a reddish color. And that fits exactly what the text is talking about. And so, again, that's the question. Okay, it's one thing for the Bible to say that. That's going to happen during the seven-year tribulation. But do any see any signs of weird volcanic activity increasing and escalating on the planet, showing us that we're getting closer to the seven-year tribulation? Yes. And again, folks, this is another thing that's being repeatedly reported on the news over and over again, and it oftentimes goes in one ear and out the other because we don't understand the biblical significance of these events. Volcanoes, folks, are not just going off all over the world here and there. They're going off all over the world, and they're going off right now. I'll guarantee you, right now as you're listening to this broadcast, volcanoes are going off.
I think it's important for people to understand, yes, we've always had earthquakes. Yes, we've always had volcanoes. Yes, we've always had tidal waves. But, of course, they are getting much more frequent and much more violent today. But, of course, if you have to listen to Pastor Billy's sermon in its context. And, of course, we know that we're approaching the end times because the children of Israel returned to their homeland.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. Most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Of that volcano, of one of many volcanoes, because you don't understand the biblical significance. This is exactly what's going to happen. You're going to see not just volcanoes, they're talking about super volcanoes going off over the planet. Now, the one in Yellowstone, folks, the experts are saying, listen, if that thing goes off, which I believe it will, listen, quote, would explode.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy is talking about volcanoes and talking about Yellowstone. Certainly, there's increasing, volcanic activity in Yellowstone, and this has the potential to certainly influence a tremendous part of our nation. Pastor Billy, you talk about then, you pick up with your story about the danger of further volcanic activity at Yellowstone National Park.
Well, and that's what the experts are saying. I'm not making this up. Listen to how big this thing is, folks, when it goes off. They said it would explode with a force of 1,000 times more powerful, not 100, 1,000 times more powerful than the Mount St. Helens eruption, if you recall that. And I believe back in 1980, the thing just blew off the side of the mountain and just major. This is one, imagine 1,000 of those going off. That's how big just this one explosion would happen from the Yellowstone supervolcano. Okay, and it would spew forth lava and ash into the sky that would fan out and dump a layer of toxic air and ash 10 feet deep up to 1,000 miles away, quote, turning two-thirds of the United States into an uninhabitable wasteland, forcing millions to flee. That's just the one going off, folks. Okay? It sounds like a little burp compared to what's going to happen, though, in Revelation chapter 6. Because in Revelation chapter 6, the whole earthquake is so big, every mountain and island is going to be removed. Not just that volcano is going off. There's going to be all kinds of volcanoes going off. Okay? Now, and again, when you put this together with what we know of current modern seismology, we can get an inside peek of just how horrific this one earthquake is going to be in Revelation chapter 6 that said that every mountain and island is going to be removed from its place. Because remember, it's on a global scale, and instead the sun's going to turn black like sackcloth, made a goat here, and the whole moon's going to turn blood red. We share with you folks the actual graph from the USGS on this. And what's interesting is they have a graph of all the plate tectonics on the planet, which is all the fault lines where all the earthquakes are, right? Well, they also have it superimposed with all the active, not dormant, the active volcanoes across the planet with these red dots. We share with you the actual graph. And what's mind-blowing about that is when you take a look at that graph, all the red dots, almost all of them, folks, and there's tons of them, are all lined up in a mass quantity, literally lined up following the plate tectonics where the earthquake default lines are on Earth, which tells you by looking at that map, when that earthquake goes off in Revelation chapter 6 and every mountain and island is removed from its place, it's going to wrench all these fault lines on the planet. And when it wrenches all the fault lines, we can now see where all the active volcanoes are on the planet. They're on those fault lines, which means it's probably going to trigger all, not just one, not just a super volcano here and there. All those volcanoes on the fault lines are going to go off all the planet. And if you get the video and you see the map we share with you from the USGS, there's a ton of them. Okay, can you imagine hundreds of volcanoes going off simultaneously all over the planet and spewing forth this lava and ash into the air, and some of these babies are super volcanoes like we just talked about. Can you imagine what that would do? I would dare say that it's going to cause the sun to turn black like sackcloth and the moon blood red over the planet. Gee, we've never heard that before. It's exactly what's happening today. For the first time in mankind's history, folks, we have the technology to make this passage come alive. It's not just make the passage come alive to understand it. These are the things that the scientists are saying is going to happen any day now. And Jesus said, when you see this, when you see this increase of solar activity and weird things going on with the sun, when you see that the Earth is being threatened with an asteroid impact, and when you see this increase of volcanic activity, you better wake up because his return is getting close, okay? But that's not all. The Bible also talks about how we know that we're living in the last days and things are getting close, folks. The seven-year tribulation is you're going to see an increase of global catastrophes, okay? Not just the volcanoes and various things, but I'm just talking weird things going on with planet Earth. The prophet Joel talks about this in chapter 2. He says, I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In other words, obviously you don't want to be there. Okay, it's dreadful. Okay, but what we see in this text is that God is not only going to show us signs in the sky that we just talked about, that he's getting ready to judge the planet. Okay, he's also going to do it, it says it right there, on the earth. Okay, not just in the sky, but on the earth. And so again, that's the question. That's the logical question. Do we see any sign that the, not just sky, but the earth is also going through some weird aberrant behavior, letting us know that God possibly very well is getting ready to judge us real soon? Mm-hmm. There is. And the first sign, folks, is the rise of absolute weird weather. Okay? Job talks about this in Job 37. He said, God's voice is glorious in the thunder. We cannot comprehend the greatness of his power. He, God, directs the snow to fall on the earth, and he, God, tells the rain to pour down. Now, the Bible says, contrary to what secular society would say, the Bible says that it's not Mother Nature who's the ultimate weatherman. It's Almighty God. He controls the weather. And it's not just the rain and the snow. If you look in the Bible, God uses weather and controls weather, and oftentimes he uses weather as an act of judgment. Okay? Genesis chapter 7, God caused the world to flood. Okay? Genesis 19, he caused fire to come down on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy those places. Exodus 9, he caused hail and thunder and lightning upon Egypt. In Exodus 14, he caused the wind to divide the Red Sea. Joshua chapter 10, he caused the sun to stand still. Judges 6, he caused dew to form on Gideon's fleece. 2 Kings 2, he caused a whirlwind to carry up Elijah into heaven. 1 Samuel 12, he caused rain in answer to Samuel's prayer. 1 Samuel 7, he caused a storm to confuse the Philistine army. And Matthew 27, he caused darkness to fall at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And the reason why I bring that up as an example is because most people, and dare I say, unfortunately, even Christians, think that when it comes to the weather, it's only and just a naturalistic explanation. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, yes, man may even manipulate weather. We talked about that earlier in modern technology. We do have that technology to do that, to steer hurricanes, to all kinds of things with weather. But the overarching principle is God, okay? And what we see in the Bible is God will use weather to get our attention. God will use weather as an act of judgment. So that's the question. Do we see any signs of weird, wacky weather on the planet lately that very well could be a wake-up call from God letting us know that judgment is around the corner? Yes. In fact, again, I quote the scientists, not just with the rise and the increase of solar activity, not just with the increase of asteroid impacts, volcanic activity, and the scientists are warning it's getting close, something weird's going on. Folks, the scientists are admitting when it comes to planet Earth and this weird weather we're having, something is wrong. And I quote, they're warning the world to prepare for extreme weather. And they said this, 2010 through 2011 brought extreme weather not only to the United States but the entire world. Record-setting rain triggered massive floods and mudslides from Australia to Mexico. Bold, shattering blizzards brought minus temperatures across most of North America. Earthquakes, heat waves, floods, super typhoons, blizzards, landslides, droughts killed at least 250,000 people in 2010 alone, the deadliest year in more than a generation. In fact, more people have been killed worldwide by natural disasters in 1 year alone than had been killed in terrorism attacks in 40 years combined. And that's the tip of the iceberg, folks. Okay, they are taking a turn for the worse. Let me just give you a couple examples of that proof that we provide for you. In 2009, there were 1,146 tornadoes in the United States. In 2010, there were 1,282 tornadoes in the United States. In 2011, there were 1,691 tornadoes in the United States. In 2012, the experts are saying, we're on a pace to far exceed that. Okay, it's getting worse. Okay, in fact, we even share with you, once again, the graph showing, and it's a graph that talking about global natural disasters on the planet. And it's a chart, folks. We're not making this up. These are from the experts, okay? It just happens to agree with what the Bible says is going to happen. Okay, and it's from 1952 all the way to 2009, this particular graph that we show. And you can clearly see that this is not just some flash in the pan. This isn't, whoa, that was a bad couple of years we've had lately around the globe. You can clearly see on the chart there, folks. We share it with you on the videos, that it is going in a upward escalating trend. It's just out of control, okay? And that's what the experts are saying. We just share the information with you. But believe it or not, experts are saying, folks, it's going to, shocker, get worse. And that's what the Bible says. Okay. And of course, back in just last year, it began with the flood in Australia that was so vast it turned an area almost twice as large as Texas into a disaster zone. Okay. That was just the one flood. And then earthquakes hit Argentina, Chile, Iran, Pakistan, other countries, then they hit Burma, Pacific Islands, and just all over the place. They're going crazy. As you mentioned earlier, Dr. Montes, earthquakes are definitely happening all over the place. And then, of course, we saw the event in 2011 with the Japanese tsunami, and then it continues to get even worse. Then here came the tornadoes. The 2011, they called the super outbreak, which included four EF5 tornadoes and caused $6 billion in losses. And then just weeks later, you think, whoa, that was a pretty bad one. Weeks later, then they had that another EF5 tornado plowed through Joplin, Missouri, and that caused $2 billion in damage. And people were just in shock. And one person said, it's a sobering thing. This is interesting. Said it's a sobering thing for even natural man to face up to natural disasters that don't make sense at all and hit randomly in the world. And people are scrambling going, why is this happening? I mean, even the common person, not just the experts, the common person going, something weird is happening to the planet. Where is all this weird, wacky weather come from? And notice, again, like we had talked about with the pestilence, they don't talk about just flu anymore. It's the super flu. They don't talk about just these pesty bugs. It's super bugs. They don't say just, it's a virus. It's a super virus. And notice it's not just a volcano. It's a super volcano. And notice it's not just a tornado. It's a super tornado. I mean, everything has gone crazy. They have new terminology for them because they have to describe how they are obviously getting more obtuse and larger. They're not just bad weather. It's a super outbreak of bad weather, and it's continuing to get worse. In fact, experts are saying they're expecting all kinds of different disasters to come that we haven't even thought about, but they say you get the right conditions, it's going to happen. For example, geologists are warning that if they get enough heavy rains on Mount Rainier in Washington State, that, listen, it could cause, and this is one that they're expecting, it could cause a deadly, listen to this thing, 40-mile mudslide. Not 40 feet, not 40 yards, not 400 feet, not 4 miles, a 40-mile mudslide moving at 60 miles an hour filled with rocks and trees. That's a natural disaster that they're saying just sitting there could go off at any time. Some are saying that there's another fear of a gigantic volcanic mountain in the Canary Islands, okay? And if that were to go, okay, and then it slide off into the ocean right there, they say, listen, that could send an 80-foot-high tsunami slamming into the east coast of the United States at 600 miles per hour. See, this is the stuff that Hollywood's trying to give us a, you know, sneak peek. But the experts are saying these are actually events that could happen at any moment. That's how close things are getting and how bad things are getting on the planet. Then, of course, they've been talking about for a while now along the Mississippi. There's a quake there, the New Madrid Fault. And they said if that baby goes off, and there's been burps lately, if you've been paying attention, folks, they said that would cause utter devastation to America's heartland, literally changing the course of the mighty Mississippi. And would literally cause the ground to roll like the ocean, as it did when it last erupted in 1811, 1812, I believe. And anyway, but I like what one reporter said. We share these things. We share the updates. We share the reports. It's all, a lot of it's on video. You'll see the graphics, but you'll see lots and lots of video footage. But they said many Americans might think they live in one of the safest periods in the world of history. But do they? Why have so many natural disasters struck the planet this year, and what does it mean? Quote, it brings people to the question, the ultimate end of everything. Even the natural man who doesn't even know God is saying something bad is happening and it's getting worse and worse. And folks, that's exactly what, again, the Bible said is going to happen. When you see all these things begin to take place, it's God's wake-up call. And again, this is just chump change. Jesus specifically used the terminology. He said all these things that he's mentioned, the rise of earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars and fearful events in the skies and the solar activity and the asteroid impacts, the volcanic activity, and now even with the weird, wacky weather, the global catastrophes, the natural disasters on a global scale, it's just a birth pain. Because when you read the Bible, you see that these are just small ones, little baby ones that we're experiencing right now. As devastating as they are, with all due respect to those who lost loved ones and homes and things of that nature, this is nothing. This is God's little wake-up call saying, hello, okay, this one's bad, okay, but I'm giving you a shot across the bow. I'm giving you a heads up. Okay, you think this is bad? The one that's coming down the pike is you can't even dream, okay? And he's judging the planet for all the wickedness and evilness that's going on. People say, well, that's not right. What do you mean that's not right? How many times do you hear people say, well, God, what kind of a God would allow all this evil and suffering going on? He just lets it go on. He ain't going to let it go on forever. This is why the 7-year tribulation is coming. He is pouring out his wrath on a wicked and rebellious planet, okay? He is not the author of this baloney, okay? And you say, well, why is he allowing it to continue? The Bible says he's given people time to repent and to respond and being able to be forgiven through Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him to escape this time. God's made a way out of this mess. He's given people time, and praise God he's given them time. He, by all rights, he's the one who made this planet. He can nuke it and start all over he wanted, but he's given us time. He's not condoning this. The Bible says the more that people do this, the wicked that they do, nobody gets away with nothing. You think, what about those people who always get away? Nobody's getting away with nothing. The Bible's clear. His appointed man wants to die in this face judgment. You're going to stand before God. Hitler's going to stand before God. Every mass murderer on the planet's going to stand before God. The politicians who think they're getting away with all the baloney they're going on, they're going to stand before God. Everybody, myself included, is going to stand before God. Nobody gets away with nothing. Okay? But God is going to put an end to all this evil and mockery and baloney that's going on in this world. These people who are part of the Antichrist kingdom, who's pushing for this one world government and religion and one world economy and this mark of the beast, folks, they're the losers. You don't want to be in the loser camp. It's going to come forth, but they're going to lose. God, Psalm chapter 2 says he is up in heaven laughing at these people saying, excuse me, like you're going to overthrow me? I don't think so. Okay, he's going to put an end to it. But he gives us these little birth pains. He gives us these little signs to let us know it's getting close. because he doesn't want us to be there, and you don't want to be there, especially when you take a look at the biblical text. But that's still not all.
Pastor Billy, we're running out of time. Right now, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website. Now, we carry Pastor Billy's DVDs. You want to get them. Each one has five DVDs in it, part one, part two, part three. We have all of them. But how can people get to your website? How can they get to visit your church?
Well, you can go to our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can stop by personally, and at Sunrise Baptist Church, and our website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv, as in Las Vegas.com, or you can just go to a search engine and search for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N, as in Nancy, E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And ladies and gentlemen, my wife and son went there when they were last in Las Vegas at a meeting of the National Association of Broadcasters. It's a wonderful church, but you'll really enjoy Pastor Billy's DVDs. Because, of course, it's not simply his talking. It is certainly the presentation and the fact there's a tremendous amount of video footage showing you what's really going on. Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone of the Sunrise Baptist
you
Church.
You already know that calcium is important.
Las Vegas.
But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
The Bible says that sometimes God will use animal death as an act of his judgment, trying to get your attention, just like he did with Egypt.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much, Pastor Billy.
Thank you, God bless.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly you may even want to get the tape of this program. Fascinating information we get when, of course, we're off air, and you'll want to get the DVDs. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the Billy Crone Final Countdown DVDs. We have part 1, part 2, and part 3, each with 5 DVDs in it. Fascinating information that you need to begin to grasp what's really going on behind the scenes today. And ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful America we've known no longer exists, and it's not coming back, not unless there's a mass revival. And I don't see the average American really concerned, and they're not going to be concerned, of course, until everything that we value is gone, and freedom as we've known it is simply a remembrance of things past. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you we're having an all-day seminar on the 21st of October. We're actually bringing in people from all across the country. The program is going to start at 8:15 in the morning, going to go to 6 in the evening. And, of course, every year, why people tell me how much they enjoy the programs, I think you'll enjoy this one. Of course, we're going to be serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and I think everybody will enjoy this. Bring your friends, your family. That's the Radio Liberty all-day conference on the 21st of October. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will begin to explain what's really going on here. We expect you're going to want to get Pastor Billy's wonderful DVDs. We hope that you'll get my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, or the talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan is available on DVD with a great syllabus, gives you all the documentations on Agenda 21. It is the agenda for the 21st century, for the destruction of Western civilization, and it's well on its way. Then we have, of course, the DVD on population control, the covert agenda, and basically when you see that, you'll understand they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And of course, you can actually get pictures on the internet of certainly of the Georgia Guidestones, where they put up by a secret society. And of course, there they call for maintaining humanity at 500 million, maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Since we have a planet with about 7 billion people on, they're planning on killing off well over 90% of the world's population. Understand, this is real. It's not imaginary. These people know exactly what they're doing. They hate humanity because they worship a different God. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Nothing really makes sense unless you understand the spiritual component of what is going on in America, indeed all throughout the world today. Then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website, and there it's radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs. A lot of them are posted there. They're free. While you can certainly listen to our radio programs, we do need your help to maintain our network. We have stations all across America, these programs this evening, programs in the afternoon, in the morning, on the weekends. Certainly we're on 60 or more stations, but we need your help to maintain them. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get some of our products, or you can sponsor. Perhaps you have a product you'd like to sponsor on Radio Liberty. Whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the most important thing we can do is let people understand the spiritual component of everything going on today. Because if you look at unfolding events, they really don't make sense. And we started the program pointing out, why would Israel release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier? And it's because, of course, nothing makes sense unless you understand this whole. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mark Collins. And we're going to be talking about George Washington. Now, who is Mark Collins? Well, Mark Collins is a minister. He's actually looks very much like George Washington did in his 50s. And Mark has actually played the part of George Washington on a television miniseries. But he also plays the part of George Washington in a DVD, which we will be carrying here. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. It's a wonderful, wonderful DVD that really, of course, has interviews with the leading conservatives involved in this effort to awaken the American people. And rather than certainly being sort of boring like a lot of this sort of a DVD is, it was put together by Anita and Chuck Untersee. And they did a magnificent job at putting together these interviews in a very excellent fashion that holds your attention and tells the story. And of course, if you look at the people that that they have interviewed, why it looks like that Chuck and his wife are listening to our radio program all the time, because so many of the people they have interviewed have been regular guests on Radio Liberty, whether it be Catherine Albrecht or whether it be Joan Vian or Michael Kaufman or Sidney Michael Shaw and right down the line, Sidney Ed Vieira. All of these people that they interview are people that we have interviewed. A few would not. We had never talked to General Boykin, who begins the program. But certainly Mark, of course, plays an important part in this, where they have reenactments of information about George Washington. Mark, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Dr. Monteith, it is such an honor to be on your program this evening. Thank you for being that caller that really resembles the callers of days of old, warning of coming danger.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how it was that you started playing the part of George Washington?
Well, it started in my church. I was notorious for playing some Bible character, and 12 years ago, the 4th of July was on a Sunday, and I was asked if I would prepare for that, and in doing so, I was so amazed at what I did not know about the founding of this nation and those biblical principles that were so foundational to everything that those founding fathers did, and was somewhat angry at what I had not been taught through high school and through college about those principles, and so I've made it my commission to try to spread the word and to redefine our history as it has been purged of many of those principles.
And I really think this is so vitally important. People don't understand that America was founded by Christians so that the people would be free to worship the Christian faith. There are many, many sects of Christianity, but the underlying theme of almost all of the founding fathers, and I'm talking about certainly probably 90 to 95%, was Christianity. And yet this is never taught in our schools today, because there's a conspiracy against God. There's an organized effort to take God out of our schools, to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And these things are not happening by accident. The Supreme Court had repeatedly held that America was a Christian nation. There were at least four times when the Supreme Court declared in various cases we were a Christian nation. And basically, of course, it wasn't until members of a secret society were able to take over the Supreme Court in 1941, and that was the Masons, that they were able to take God and prayer out of our schools and then block any effort to have moral or religious or righteous teaching in our schools in America today.
It's so true.
You go right ahead, Mark.
It is so true. It's just incredible how that they have made that attempt, and then they're so appalled when these children act like animals and kill each other and do such atrocities. Well, if there's no moral foundation, what do they expect to happen? And there's where the guys lays. You know, it's interesting that the societies of committees of safety and correspondence were so principal in the revolution. And our children, our grandchildren don't know that the rallying cry for all of those committees of safety and correspondence was no king but King Jesus. And that was that foundation. And, you know, of course, Paul Revere was a member of that organization and that rallying cry. And I love what Charlie Daniels says in our film, that we need the riot boys. We need 1,000 Paul Reveres. And it is so true.
Well, I agree with you, Tony. And I think it's so vitally important that we teach people about the history of our country. And that's why this DVD is so vitally important. The DVD is Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. And certainly it's put together. But then you play a part in this as well. Certainly there's a lot of interviews. But you are actually expressing the ideas put forward by George Washington, really the father of our country. And what certainly were those ideas that you express so well in this DVD?
You know, it's basically to remind a forgetful nation of that legacy of faith and freedom that we have been left. The concept of providence, the hand of God overseeing, protecting, guiding. Read the writings of the founding fathers. They talk continually about those things. And then a reminder that it's the people that have to stand up, or tyranny will work its way back in. And it has to be a constant effort. You know, we were the founding fathers, as I spoke in the character of George Washington. But this nation must have sustaining fathers if we're going to be able to pass that freedoms onto our posterity. Dr. Monteith, as you look at the concepts that those founding fathers had, they did not do the things that they did for themselves. They gave sacrificially. You know, those that signed the Declaration, they had so much more to lose than to gain by signing that document. But they said they did it for their posterity, willing to sacrifice for themselves so that those that come after them could have a peaceable and glorious and blessed life. And we have lost that concept. What we desire now...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Mark Collins. And, of course, he plays the part of George Washington in this story of Behold a Pale Horse. Now, we have actually... we carry this DVD. We think it's excellent. I think we've sold a fair substantial number of them. It's only been out for a short period of time. But the whole purpose of this DVD is to try to rekindle a belief in America in the hearts of the people. We saw it a week ago Saturday evening, my son, my wife, and I. And there wasn't a dry eye in the room when we got through with it. It's a powerful, powerful movie, and you a powerful, powerful DVD, and you certainly want to see this, and you want to get other people to see it, and to understand the Christian foundation, the religious foundation upon which America was founded and for which people died. And of course, this whole idea, of course, is, as Mark was just saying, the original rallying cry of all of the people was, no king but King Jesus. And of course, this country was founded by Christians as to be a nation where people would have the right to pray and practice the religious faith as they wanted to. And certainly the whole idea was never to remove God from government. It was to keep government from interfering with the right of the people to have a religion or to have a state religion, or be free to practice their religion. And they were not. Basically, there's a conspiracy against God. And the people who control both political parties are behind that. But basically, this DVD gets you into the back of America from Paul Revere, who called for certainly 1,000 certainly people proclaiming the importance of maintaining our freedom. And the whole idea of America was to establish a government where the power of the central authority would be limited by the change of the Constitution so the people would be free. In all other societies, why the government grants you certain rights and freedoms. Here in America, it was taken for granted that we had our rights. Our rights came from God. and the government among men to preserve our God-given rights. They don't teach that in school at all. But of course, that is because the people who control our educational system tie into the great taxing foundations that have an intense hatred of Christianity. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Mark, of course, in this DVD, in this story, plays the part of George Washington. What have you learned about George Washington since you've been playing him, not simply in this DVD, but in other television miniseries? Go ahead. What have you learned about the father of our country?
You know, that he has some very big boots to fill. You know, the countenance of this man, very limited education, and yet it was his character. Even those that were around him said it was his character that carried him above the average man, and just his abilities to pull people together, that they would follow him into battle. It was during the Valley Forge, you know, as he was losing up to 11 men a day to starvation and exposure and disease, that Von Steuben, when he came to the camp, he has never seen such loyalty in all of his years in the military. Here they were standing by Washington, even though they were literally starving to death. It was just his character that made these people follow him. The other thing that is just truly amazing, as I look at Dr. Monteith, how our numbers are so few of those that are willing to stand up and fight, and we can get discouraged, but if you really look at the Revolutionary War times, about a third of the population stood with the Patriots, a third for the crown, and a third would not commit either way. But if you really boil it down, 2% of the nation's population at that time actually stood and fought with Washington. 2% gave us the freedoms that we now have, if we can keep them.
I think it's amazing to understand that most people don't want to be involved. Well, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free, and once lost will never be regained. There are people who want to take away our freedom. They're organized. They control both political parties. They control the military. They put their people into key positions in the military. They control our banking industry, our corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties. They've infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated our educational system. They control both the media and the great tax-exempt foundations, and they largely determine everything that we hear and see, and most of what we believe. People do not understand that repeatedly the Supreme Court in the United States had held that America was a Christian nation, and yet that is totally blacked out in modern textbooks. Well, Mark, certainly, as you have certainly, I'm certainly identified with George Washington. What did George Washington believe about God? What did George Washington believe about Jesus Christ?
You know, it is amazing, as I was taught in school, that all the founding fathers, including Washington, were deists. And I was confronted, actually, as I was portraying Washington and sharing some of the Christian foundations of our nation at a fifth grade class. And the teacher said, I don't believe those things, that all the founding fathers were deists. And I said, well, let me ask you this. What is a deist? And she did not know. She had no idea what a deist. And so I explained. They believe in a higher power, but that higher power is not a person. They answer prayer. Didn't write the scripture, a holy Bible. I said, that is a deism in a nutshell. And I said, let me explain a little bit about Washington. Did you know that he committed the first and last hour of every day to prayer? Washington would arise at 4 a.m. and pray until 5, and in the evenings he would retire to his chambers at 9 o'clock and pray until 10. Every night. And then it records in his journal that there was one time that he changed that habit. Valley Forge, and he put in his own journal that under the crushing weight of responsibility that I find myself, I can no longer sustain my prayer vigil of an hour morning and evening. And for the first time in his adult life, he changed his prayer habit, and he began to pray 1 hour every morning and 2 hours every evening. And that tells you a lot about where George Washington knew his strength would come, and it was not his own abilities.
And there really are some amazing stories of how God really preserved the life of George Washington. He was in battle after battle. And there was one battle where, because this was before America was established, he was at that time an officer in the British military. And every other officer was killed. He had two horses shot out from underneath him. He had four bullet holes in his coat, and yet he was totally unwounded. He was the only surviving officer who was able to rally the troops and have a retreat.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard that story, Mark.
Yes, The Bulletproof George Washington. It's a wonderful book. And then, of course, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, 17 years after that battle, as he was surveying land given to him for his participation during the Battle of Monongahela, he was approached by a group of Indians, and at the head of that group was an old war chief who said, "I personally shot at you 17 times, and when the Great Spirit was protecting you, I told my braves to stop firing upon him." That's an incredible story.
It really is, and apparently it's very, very true. And this is certainly not just a fable. It's been recorded many times. Call our telephone number, 888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, a lot of people point out, well, but actually George Washington was a Mason. People did write about it, and he basically expressed his concern certainly about some of the things that were going on. At that time, the deists who believed in a God, an almighty God. He also believed in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Have you come across those in your studies, Mark?
Yes. You know, I have actually committed one of his prayers to memory. It was so impactful, and consistent with what has been known of him, that he would commit the first and last hour of each day to prayer. Some 70 years after his death, they discovered his prayer journal written in his own hand, and it was simply titled Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night. And could I share with you some of his prayer?
Go right ahead.
This is what George Washington, our first president, said, the deist, if you will, George Washington, almighty and eternal Lord God, the great creator of heaven and earth, and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, look down from heaven in pity and compassion upon me, thy servant. I humbly prostrate myself before thee. Lord, I humbly beseech thee to be merciful to me in the free pardon of my sin, for the sake of thy dear Son, my only Savior, Jesus Christ, who came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Lord, write thy laws upon my heart. Help me to live righteously, soberly, and godly in this evil world. Make me to be humble, meek, patient, and contented, and in me the grace of thy Holy Spirit awaken. Forgive my enemies. Take me under thy protection. Keep me in perfect peace, which I ask in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Does that sound like a deist to you?
Of course it doesn't, but you see, ladies and gentlemen, they've rewritten history. They've rewritten history because, of course, of the intense hatred of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and, of course, our guest is Mark Collins, the man who plays the part of George Washington in this wonderful DVD, which we carry. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, right now we have Sam from Kentucky calling. Sam, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, one or two, actually.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, I appreciate the gentleman for doing what he's doing. Where could I find that documented about President?
Where can he find, did you get the question there?
Yeah, you can actually go online and just Google Washington's prayer journal. And it will, actually, those 3 days of prayers will come up. It was, or George Washington, My Daily Sacrifice is actually what he had titled it inside the front cover. And that's what he would call his prayer time.
And let me tell you, Sam, I'm holding in my hand a little booklet. It's very, very short. It's called One Nation Under God, America's Christian Heritage. And, of course, when Mark was reading that prayer, basically that's one of the prayers that's included in this little booklet, One Nation Under God, America's Christian Heritage. I probably got this 50 years ago. But, of course, this is not the sort of thing that they want to get out. The last thing they want for people to understand is that George Washington was a Christian. In fact, there's a new book out on George Washington written by a scholar who spent, I think, 12 years researching that. And I think it's, do you know the book, Mark? I think it's called The Spirit of the Flame, The Spirit of Flame, or The Flame of something or other. And Do you know the book I'm speaking of? It's just out.
A holy fire,
something like that, holy fire. Anyway, Sam, this is just out, going into the background. It's a 12-year study of the background of George Washington's Christian faith, and the one thing they have to suppress from the American people, because, you see, they've rewritten history. Anything else, Sam?
Yes. He brought up the book called The Bulletproof George Washington. Do you know what other books would you recommend on George? And Dr. Stan, would you say the title of that book again that you were just saying?
Well, basically, I'm not sure I have it. I'm sure it is. George Washington, the Sacred Spark. George Washington, the Sacred Spark is that's the title of the book. That is the large book. The little one I'm holding in my hand is called One Nation Under God, America's Christian Heritage. And it's actually published, it was published more recently than I thought, but it's published by the Christian Defense Fund, and it has that prayer that Mark was just putting out. Our telephone number, go right ahead. Anything else, Sam?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So also, Sam, there is a book it's been in print for nearly 100 years called George Washington the Christian. And he did 50 years of research, gleaning from writings and secondhand excerpts of the faith of Washington. And it's a very impactful book.
Okay, fine. Well, see, there's a lot of books out there. But basically, you cannot understand what's going on today unless you understand that the enemies of freedom, the enemies of God, have bought up most of the publishing houses in America. Who owns the largest Christian publisher in America? A man named Rupert Murdoch. And, of course, Rupert Murdoch is not a Christian, but he is using Zondervan to push out all sorts of anti-Christian books. Basically, we have a network of Christian bookstores across America, and many of them, of course, are owned or controlled by people who hate Christianity. And that's one of the best ways in the world to destroy the Christian Foundation of America. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Mark Collins, who plays the role of George Washington in this wonderful DVD we have called Behold a Pale Horse, and I promise you, if you get this DVD, you won't be disappointed, and it will really help to rekindle your belief in America and America's promise. And certainly, as I mentioned, so many of the people in this DVD are actually people who've been on our network, on our programs. They have a few that we don't know, but they're all people who love America and who love our Lord. Well, go right ahead, Mark. Certainly, have you had any feedback from your presentation in the DVD, Behold a Pale Horse?
Yes, people seem to be, many folks don't know all of that information. They had heard, you know, of Agenda 21 and some of the other aspects that are brought out so eloquently in Behold a Pale Horse. And so it's pretty impactful what people see, and bringing it all together from the education system to, you know, the world, one world order that you so eloquently spoke of in the film. And it's just incredible, those precepts as they're brought together from the very beginnings of our country through our modern day Obamacare and some of the atrocities that are being put forth today that are totally against those founding principles, against the Constitution.
Well, basically, of course, there are a lot of people out there who have a lot of stories about George Washington. One of them, of course, is mentioned, and that was that he walked out of church once a month when they took communion. Have you ever heard that? Is there any truth to that? And basically, I suspect it's... But anyway, I'd like your thought on that. Have you ever heard that he would walk out of church rather than take communion?
Yes, and I think there is some validity to that. It is reported that finally, near the end of the war, he approached a Presbyterian minister that he had become close to and asked him a few questions. And one of the concerns was that throughout the war, he had not been taking communion, because it says, if you have aught against a brother, that we're not to approach God, that we're to go and take care of that before we would take communion. That you approach communion as a hallowed concept, and that you would not take that if you knew there were things, you had strife against someone. And of course, he was fighting his brothers. Many lose the fact that he was a British citizen, fighting against British citizens. And so because of that, he felt like he should not take communion. It was explained to him later, and he asked that Presbyterian minister, well, will you allow me to participate in communion, although I'm Anglican? And he said, absolutely. And so Washington again began to take communion. But it's pretty well documented that throughout the 6.5 years, the first 6.5 years of the war, he would not, because he felt like he would be breaking God's law by doing so.
Well, I think that's fascinating, something I'd never heard of before. But, ladies and gentlemen, war is a terrible thing. We should never be involved in wars. Of course, the people who hate God are the ones who control our government, and they plunge us from war to war to war. They send our young boys over to Afghanistan and to Iraq to kill innocent people over there. And they did this in Vietnam. If you've never studied Operation Phoenix, what took place in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. I know a gentleman, a very good friend of mine, who is part of Operation Phoenix, part of the murderous program that was carried out against innocent civilians over there. And he's retired as lieutenant colonel, but he told me when he suddenly realized what it was all about, he burned his Marine uniform and burned all of his medals and certainly got drunk for a week. When he suddenly realized what Operation Phoenix really was that he had participated in, a very similar program is going on over in Iraq and Iran, Afghanistan, I should say, and Iraq today, probably not so much in Iraq now, but certainly when we were there, simply killing innocent civilians because you were ordered to do it and you did what you were told. And they're doing this in Afghanistan. Those of you who didn't hear our program with Joyce Riley today of the Power Hour, she was our guest. Go to our internet site and listen to my interview with Joyce as she tells you what so many of these young men who've come back from Afghanistan have told her about killing helpless young men, taking them from their families and simply killing them, and many times even killing the families as they were simply carrying out orders. This is what we're really talking about today. And it's very, very hard to be close to God when you're violating his basic commandment, thou shalt not kill. And just because you've been ordered to do it, does that make it right? There comes a time when you have to fight sometimes for your freedom. But that's not what's going on today.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening, Mark Collins, who plays the part of George Washington in this wonderful DVD we're carrying called Behold a Pale Horse. It's only been out for a few weeks now, having a tremendous impact, and we think it's a wonderful, wonderful learning tool to help you reach other people about what is really going on today and the importance, of course, of trying to preserve our liberty. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our guest Mark Collins is a minister. He's actually played the part of George Washington in a miniseries. And then, of course, when they put together this DVD having to do with what's going on today, they have a number of reenactments. And, of course, Mark Collins plays the part of George Washington very, very convincingly. People must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle today. And we need a means of reaching people to understand what is happening. Freedom is not free, and once freedom is lost in America, why, certainly, if it will be lost throughout the world. And this is the great tragedy of what's going on today. Most people cannot believe that we could lose our freedom. We've always been free. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're the only country in the world, of course, it was a presupposition, that our freedoms came from God. They didn't come from government. We were free, and governments were instituted among men to preserve those God-given freedoms. But that's why they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and the realization that America was founded as a Christian nation, because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. And they are in charge of both of our political parties today, making mockery of the electoral process, as we saw, of course, with the recent election and the effort to suppress any of the victories that Ron Paul had as he took state after state after state and the delegates within those states. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on this subject. Well, certainly, Mark, as you said, you've got a fairly good response from people who've seen the film. How long has it really been out altogether now?
It's been out about 3 months. And so it's gone very well. Those that see it, it seems to really have an impact. Even those that are familiar with many of the concepts taught there, but to bring it from the time of our first revolution And in the closing of the film, I say, our revolution now becomes your revolution. And that is so true. Not necessarily that hopefully, prayerfully, we won't have to take up arms. We've been given the mechanisms to preserve our freedoms if the people will just stand up and say enough is enough and take control away from those that wish to see us become a one-world government. And that's, in a nutshell, what Behold a Pale Horse tries to culminate in that first one. And by the way, we should be having Behold a Pale Horse 2 and 3 should be coming out in a matter of months. I don't have a date yet, but be watching out for that also.
Well, we're hoping that Chuck Andersi and his wife Anita will let us know as soon as they're available, and certainly we'll be carrying those as well. But people really must understand that freedom is under attack today. This is not imaginary. Freedom is lost when good people are not involved, and the evil people control both political parties. Everything is in place. They're buying up massive amounts of ammunition so they can use on the people. Why do you think that the Department of Homeland Security is buying 1 million rounds of hollow point ammunition? Why would you do that? There's not 1 million terrorists in America. In fact, there are probably very few terrorists other than those that are being funded by our own government. In fact, any time anybody wanted to come into America, they could simply come across our unguarded borders with a knapsack full of explosives and go into a crowded mall or a football game and set it off and kill dozens of people. But it doesn't happen because there are really very, very few terrorists in the United States other than those that are funded by our own government. That is the tragedy of what's going on today. Just as there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and the Israelis recently had to release 1,029 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. Why would they do that? Well, it's like, you know, fishing in a pond, and you pull out all the fish, there's nobody to fish for. You can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists. So you release the terrorists so you can catch them again. It's so hard for people to contemplate this sort of thing. But this is really what's going on. And they use the threat of the war on terrorism step by step by step to take away our freedom. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Mark Collins, who plays the part of George Washington in a wonderful DVD called Behold a Pale Horse. Mark, what is the real thrust of this DVD? What message are they trying to get out?
It really tries to unpack the powers that be and their subtleties, and how it's not so subtle anymore that these aren't secret papers that you can just watch the news, and they have become so bold and so confident that the people can't stop them and their plans, that they just speak very openly about it anymore. And so that's just making people aware. You know, I don't think they're watching the newscast and listening to what is being said when they speak of a new world or a one world order and of the green concepts and how that plays into this one world order, that we need to reduce the world's population by 80%. When you tell people that, or when they hear it in the film, they're stunned. That can't be. Well, it's in the documentation that's there to be seen by anyone in Agenda 21 and some of these other concepts that are put out by the United Nations. And so that is what it is. It's to very, in a very wonderful way, unpack what is going on around us. And it's not being hidden. It's right in plain sight. But Behold a Pale Horse brings all of those concepts together and puts them on one plate so that people can see them.
And, of course, it's a biblical reference. And I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill 25% of the population of the world with the sword, and with pestilence, and with famine, and the beasts of this world. It's Revelation 6:8. Read it, understand, and behold a pale horse. That's the title of the DVD, and very, very apropos. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and our guest is Mark Collins, who does a wonderful job, certainly of identifying, projecting the personality of the father of our country, George Washington. And there's so much that's been put out about George Washington that just isn't true. What else have you learned about George Washington in your studies and in your presentation?
You know, you mentioned that he was a Mason. And one of the interesting things there, of course, the governor of Virginia was Dinwiddie, and he was also the grand potentate of the lodge. And it was well known that if you were a colonial and you wanted a commission as an officer, you had to be a Mason. So Washington did, in fact, go through the inauguration of being a Mason. And many tried to claim that in his life, now this is from the Masons themselves, that he attended 18 meetings in his entire life. But from the Mason's own historian, he said in actuality, many of those, if there was a Masonic funeral, they were counting that as a Masonic meeting that Washington attended. Of actual meetings, he's only recorded on the books in 3 meetings, and all of those came before his commission. After he got his commission, he never attended another Masonic meeting. And so that, of course, he got that commission at the age of 19, within 2 days after being inducted into the Masons.
And I think that people must understand that suddenly so much of what has been, we know is not true. They've rewritten history to try to confuse you about George Washington's religious beliefs, his relationship to Masonry, the influence Masonry had on the original foundation of our country. And certainly the influence was there, but it wasn't coming in through George Washington. Well, certainly, George Washington, though, certainly was really esteemed. He truly was the father of our nation, wasn't he? Wasn't he certainly the most widely respected of all of the founding fathers?
Absolutely. You know, and that's why he was chosen, I believe, to be the commanding general to build the army. And then, of course, he was so pleased to go back and just be a gentleman farmer. When they approached him to be president, he declined 3 times. And they kept amassing more backup, and they would approach him continually until finally they told him that, you know, he gave 8 years of his life to America. And if he would not agree to be their first president, it was all for naught. And deep down, Washington knew that it was true. And so he reluctantly agreed to go to New York and become the first president. And what a standard he set. You know, that today even governments around the world are weighed by the standards that were set by those founding fathers, and specifically by Washington as a servant leader.
And because that's it, he did not want to be president. He wanted to retire. He wanted to be a farmer. But he did what he did because it was his patriotic duty, just as many people out there today don't want to be involved. But ladies and gentlemen, you're either involved and part of the solution, or you're not involved and you're part of the problem. Well, our numbers again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we have Leslie calling from Tri-Cities in the great state of Washington. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I had a question about the DVD. Is the DVD Behold the Pale Horses, that have any connection with the book with that title?
No, it does not. The book was written numerous years prior to, and it is not in any way related except in the title itself.
Okay.
And basically, of course, the DVD is interviews with a number of very prominent people, many of whom I know, people who understand what's going on and are trying to get the information out. And certainly whether it's Michael Shaw talking about the Agenda 21, or certainly Ed Vieira talking about the legal issues, Ed's a constitutional lawyer, or certainly Michael Kaufman talking about this move towards New World Order, Joan Vian, who subsequently died, does a magnificent job of trying to get people to understand the danger to our country. And Joan worked right up until almost the day she died, trying to awaken people to the very real threat to America. It's a wonderful, wonderful set of interviews and discussions. Our guest is Leslie, calling from Tri-Cities. Leslie, did you have anything else you wanted to ask her?
No, the DVD sounds like it's got some really great information. Thank you.
Well, it really does. And I will tell you, I was very, very touched by it, not because I was in it. I have a very small part. But they did give me the opportunity to discuss the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, my son was so impressed because I was interviewed. I was introduced by Charlie Daniels. I was the only person who he interviewed. And I don't know if you know him, but he's a very famous singer and a country singer. And he is sort of the commentator for the film. Anything else, Leslie, before we let you go?
That was it. Thank you.
God bless. In fact, did you enjoy the film as a whole, Mark? I'm sure you must have seen it several times.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Just it's amazing, and just as in your interview and many of the others, you know, just being part of one section of it. You see it all come together and see all of those powerful interviews by so many dedicated patriots that have invested their life in turning this country around. That's inspiring to see that you're not alone, that there's other people out there that get it and are concerned and that are willing to stand up and speak out.
Well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling from SoCal. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. And thank you for having Mark on. But we've watched that DVD, and it was 100% on our standard here, because the way it was put together, the interviews, the information, it was just so well done, and it brought out so many of the issues, and I really can't recommend it highly, any more highly. It was wonderful.
And basically, of course, it is not only the interviews, but then, of course, the little skits that go into actually break it up so that you're sort of waiting for something. I've seen lots of similar films, but none ever done as well as this one. That's because Chuck Untersee and his wife, who produced it, have been doing films, advertisings, working in the regular film industry for 20 years or more. And they took all they'd learned and they put it into this film, and they did a wonderful job, I think, and I agree with Barbara. She's absolutely right. Anything else you want to say, Barbara?
No, I highly recommend this DVD. It gives us so much wonderful information that people really need to hear.
All right, fine. Mark, did you have a thought?
Barbara, thank you so much. You know, truly, Chuck Untersee and Anita, he is truly an artist. And I can remember there's a short scene, and I think it's a beautiful scene where it's the crossing of the Delaware of Washington. And that scene lasts less than 10 seconds. But we were in that boat for 7.5 hours. And you would hear Chuck say, "That was perfect. Let's do it again."
Well, basically, of course, were there any ice floes in the water when you were doing it? Did they put those in afterwards?
We actually, I'll tell you a secret. We actually filmed that in August, and it was 95 degrees.
I see.
So there wasn't even ice in the ice water on that day. It was very hot. And of course, they added. It's amazing how they can add all of that with computer generation now.
Because now, of course, then they put all the ice floes, the icebergs in there. But it was very, very well done. And certainly, the whole idea is to make the film as appealing as it can be, and of course, so that you really are entertained. This is what the other side does so well. They entertain us, they're entertaining us to death. They're taking us away from an understanding of the truth and giving us all sorts of false ideas. They're destroying the moral fabric of our society, and they know exactly what they're doing. I think that, Cindy, it's so wonderful that we have people on our side who certainly are talented and can utilize their techniques to try to preserve America. Our number 1-888-24 Liberty, the film Behold a Pale Horse, our guest Mark Collins, who plays the part of George Washington. Well, Mark, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program before we let you go. Now, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes, I have a website, gwlives.com, and I speak all over the nation, actually all over the world. I was invited to actually come and speak in Kenya and Zimbabwe about our Constitution, believe it or not. They are hungry, and they think they're emulating us as they – did you know that in Kenya you're required to have – an NIV Bible to go to high school. And they think they're emulating what we do here in America. And I also want to encourage people to go to BeholdAPaleHorseTV.com, which is the site, if they have any questions or would like to see a trailer or such for the film. And as you mentioned, Charlie Daniels Jr. Agreed to be the narrator when he saw what we were doing. He said, I want to be on board. Even though he was having health problems and so many other things in his life going on, he knew that it was important that we get the word out. And so he brought his talents to the table and actually wrote a title song called Pale Horse Rider that you will hear at the end of the DVD. Very impactful, beautiful song. I can't wait to, hopefully one day it'll be available on a single or such. But I want to encourage people to continue to gain knowledge. Knowledge is power. And we need to educate those around us as to what is going on in the country, that we're not just a bunch of conspirators, theorists, and see a boogeyman behind every tree. There are boogeymen out there, and their intent is not good for your children and for our posterity, for those that come after us. And that's my goal. As the founding fathers, you know, they wanted to leave something better for those that came after them. They called it their posterity. John Adams said, posterity, you will never know what it costs our generation for your generation to enjoy the freedoms that you have. And that's what I want to be said about me when I'm through on this earth, is that I left something, a legacy. I left the freedoms. I left this nation better than I found it. And that's a lost art, and we need to get back to those principles.
I certainly agree with you. Once again... Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I am.
Well,
yes,
once again, let's get the website out.
It is BeholdAPaleHorseTV.com.
BeholdAPaleHorseTV.com. BeholdAPaleHorseTV.com. And what about your website?
It is GWLives.com. My phone number is 361-491-1303.
One more time.
361-491-1303. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much, Mark. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we've enjoyed having Mark on our program. And basically, the film is called Behold a Pale Horse, and you can certainly get it through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get hold of Mark Collins. His website is gwlives.com. gwlives.com, and he actually put out his telephone number, which is actually 361-461-1303. That's 361-461-1303. And he's a Protestant minister who believes, as I do, that America is certainly very important. And, of course, we hope that many of you out there will go ahead and want to get this film and then show it to others and let them understand that America is going to be lost. Now, I believe there's going to be some cataclysmic changes within the next few months here, and whether it'll be an EMP attack, whether it'll be a solar maximus, whether it'll be a financial collapse, I have no idea what it's going to be, but I know certainly that something big is coming down the line, and we just want you to be prepared for this. One of the things you could do, if you'd like, is come to our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October. That's the 21st of October. It's a Sunday here in the this mid-coast of California at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. You want to come. Why, of course, you have to have reservations. We're serving lunch. It's going to start at 8:15 in the morning. Going to go to almost 6 in the evening. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to get special rate on hotel rooms, why, you know, we do have a block of rooms there at the Seacliff Inn, but they are going to be lost as of the 20th of September. So if you're thinking about coming and want to get the special rate, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We had about 160, 170 people last year. Hope we'll do as well this time. We've got some great speakers coming in. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to understand what's going on today and how all of these various organizations are energized from the dark side. We have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. A 4-CD set on the supernatural. There is a supernatural element to everything going on in the world today. And suddenly we have so many other CD sets, whether it be going in the background of the sinking of the USS Liberty, where our leaders intended to kill all of those people, almost 250 men aboard the USS Liberty, and they wanted to kill them. So they have a justification for going to war with Egypt, just exactly as they killed the people in the Trade Center because they wanted a justification to go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen the DVDs we have put out by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, we have two of their DVDs. We recommend these to you very strongly. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to see those DVDs, and we have a number of DVDs on what happened that day. But basically, those were controlled demolitions. And you can get our 4-tape set on the World Trade Center and 9/11. We recommend the information. We have a number of DVDs on what happened that day. It was a controlled demolition. They killed those people just as they left our boys at Pearl Harbor to die. As they sent 58,000 American troops to go to Vietnam to fight in a war, a no-win war, while we were funding the North Vietnamese all during the war. If you haven't seen my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, our number 1-800-544-8927. We funded the Nazis all during World War II. That's, of course, the book, America's Nazi Secret, or The War Against the Jews, the DVD. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
About it. Teaching, talking, sharing information. That's where it is. And if we don't start and do and double time ourselves for what the time that we have lost, oh my. Today is the busiest travel day of the year. I hope that you're going to be doing something special. Tomorrow, I hope that you will have special people around you. And if not, it's okay. You'll have yourself, and you will have the idea, know that you are doing the right thing. You know, it seems like a lot of people have been shunned because of their beliefs and what they do. I mean, it could be anything as simple as, well, I don't eat meat anymore, and so therefore, not being invited to the family gathering or whatever. Some people have expressed that has happened to them. Some people